Hello,
and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. This is a beautiful day here in the successful city of Atlanta, Georgia, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You're listening to us live Monday, February 14th, 2011, and it is something to definitely celebrate. This is the time to celebrate love for your loved ones as well as love for your business, and that's what we're talking about all this month during February, and that is loving your business the right way. So we've got a great lineup for you today. We're going to be having a question of the week, and we're going to be talking about what's really holding you back from success. I read a great book last week by Coach Valerie Burton, who I really admire. She has said some profound things that have really helped me to gain some clarity. And she has a great book out, What's Really Holding You Back. Also, we'll be giving you some inspirational quotes from Your Magic Power to Be Rich by Napoleon Hill. And, of course, we want to let you know about some great things that are coming up at Women About Biz. We've got coming up on this Wednesday, we've got our workshop, Goal Setting 101. Now, for those of you that have been saying you're going to take a goal setting workshop and you know that you really need to improve on making things happen, this is a repeat workshop that a lot of people have been asking for who missed our first one. It's actually a teleclass. So you definitely want to get in on it. It's coming up on this Wednesday at 12 noon, and we're really excited to be presenting it to you. Now, this is not your usual goal-setting workshop. While you may hear some commonalities, we're also going to talk a little bit more about digging deeper and trying to give you a system that you can use so you can see results right away as you begin to plan goals. You know, a lot of people have a tendency to think that goals and vision is one and the same, but in actuality, goals actually support your vision. So make sure you go ahead and go to womenaboutbiz.com and register for that particular teleclass. We are filling up, and we're going to start having some space limits on our particular teleclasses. This one, Goal Setting 101, you'll also be receiving a handout for it as well. So again, visit womenaboutbiz.com and register for Goal Setting 101 coming up on Wednesday, the 16th at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank all of those individuals who have been sharing with me information about their vision, and a lot of people have been emailing saying they're going to definitely do a vision board party. You know, at the beginning of the year, we get so very excited about our goals, and we get excited about our New Year's resolution and what we want to do for ourselves and for our business, but every single day of our lives, there should be a new resolution. Every day that we can breathe and that we can wake up, we must be thankful, and we must be ready to go ahead and to make things happen for ourselves. As you guys know, I love to read, and I was reading just different quotes from different places. Not sure who wrote this quote, but I ran across it, and I want to share it with you. It says, the quote goes, you know, I want to make sure that when I die, that I have not an ounce of talent left in me, that I would have used every ability that I had to apply to the existing life that I had. So I feel that way too. I want to make sure that I utilize all of my talents, all of the abilities, all of the wonderful positive powers that God has blessed me with. And I don't know about you, but I am so happy to be alive, and I'm so happy to be here today on February 14th, 2011, because, again, there were a lot of people that didn't make it to today. There were a lot of people who started businesses, and they have given up on those businesses, and they are in despair because they don't know why they were not able to make it a success. And so today we're going to talk about you know, how to help your business to grow up. What are some of the things that you need to do to facilitate a successful business? It is 12:04 after the hour, and I always ask at the beginning of the show for you to flash over if you dialed into the show and call someone that you know needs to be blessed with listening to positive things about success and growing their business. Have them to dial in to 347-637-2589. Again, that's 347-637-2589. And, of course, if you're on the Internet listening in on the Blog Talk Radio dashboard, please go ahead and flash over to your Twitter or your Facebook and let them know that you're listening to Successful Woman Radio. Just copy the link and have them to go directly to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. And we see people that are now logging into the show, and thank you so much for coming in on the show today on February the 14th. Well, this is the day of love, and one of the things that I find very interesting about today is that a lot of people are going to be expecting Valentine's cards, especially if you're married and you have a special loved one. You're going to be expecting that person to give you something, even if it's a card with words of love and expression. You want to be recognized, and you definitely want to know that there are people out there that care about you. Well, the same thing goes for our business. You know, you want to be recognized as a successful businesswoman. You want people to know that you are working hard to make it a successful business. But today I want to just go into the fact that as businesswomen, we really have to help our businesses to grow by sometimes getting out of the way. You know, I think I've mentioned on a couple of shows, or maybe more than two, that as women we have a tendency to baby our business. Maybe it's the mothering nature that we all have inside of us, but we can baby our business to the point where we actually can stunt its growth. And so, again, today we're going to be talking about, you know, how to help your business to grow up. And I think, you know, that this show is worthy of definitely you going and getting your notepad and pen, because I'm definitely going to be giving out some good tips today. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to thank you for being a part of the show today. We are working on some great things over at Women About Biz. I'm really excited. One of the things that we're improving at Women About Biz is our social networking community. So it's down just for a few days, but it will be back up better than ever. We definitely realize that social networking is really becoming a part of the fabric of being online. But we want to help businesswomen at Women About Biz to not only connect and talk a little bit about what they're doing in their business, but we truly want to help you connect. And I feel that we have our hands on the pulse beat of what needs to go on with social networking for businesswomen. And so we've reconfigured our social network, and we're busy pushing things around so that you will be able to have a user-friendly atmosphere in the social network. Some of the newest things that are coming up on the social network will be your ability to let us know what's going on with events in your company. We're also going to be able to have you to upload videos if you want to show people your talent in your business. Perhaps you want to bless us with a portion of a seminar that you have done. We're going to be able to allow that, and you'll also be able to upload some YouTube videos that you may want other people to take notice of. You'll be able to upload flyers and photos, and so we're excited about all of these things that you'll be able to do on the Women About Biz Connect, which is our social network. So get ready. We're very excited about it. We're going to be sending out some emails to relaunch our social network, and we hope that you will be a part of the social network family as well. Another thing that we're going to be doing is we want to make sure that we point out the talent of others. So, you know, if you've definitely shared something in the blog, if you've given us an article in the blog, and we know that it's something that can help businesswomen, we definitely want to be able to make a recognition of that in our social network and to make that be known. And so now you'll be able to see the various blog entries that are coming in right on the social network page. So stay tuned. A social network update is coming to you via Women About Biz. Also, again, want to thank all of those who are participating in the Her Vision movement. We are doing good. It's moving a little slow, but we are having women sign up on the Facebook fan page, the Successful Woman Movement, and then we are having people who are emailing in saying that they are working on their vision board, which is so very, very important. One of the reasons why we started the Her Vision movement was because we realized that at the very foundation of a woman's ability to be successful lies her vision. And I believe in that so much so that the Her Vision movement is something that we're going to continuously push from here on out, simply because every woman needs to have a vision, and every woman needs to be able to, if she doesn't know how to create that vision, she needs to be able to find the support to develop her vision and share her vision if she would like. And that's what the Her Vision movement is all about. So for those of you that are new to it and this is your first time hearing about Her Vision, go ahead and go to womenaboutbiz.com, and at the top red menu bar, you'll be able to see the text link Her Vision. Click on that and you'll be able to find out all of the information. And, of course, to the right column of that page, you'll see all of the streaming information on the Facebook fan page, which you'll be able to like right from the Women About Biz site. Or if you're on Facebook, you can just look up the fan page Her Vision Movement and like that as well. Now, one of the things that I find very interesting as well is that there are a lot of women that are emailing saying, Trina, you know, can you share with me, you know, how to write a vision? I wouldn't even begin to know what I really want. And I have a lot of women also saying they, you know, again, as I just said, they don't know what they want. And it's not that I find it interesting, because I understand how it is to be in a place where you're not sure of what it is you want out of life or even what you want out of your business. So my solution to that is that it is buried inside of you. You do know what you want, but it's buried deep inside. And sometimes as women, we have a tendency to bury things deep inside of us, perhaps to protect them. Perhaps we're not ready to let them out yet. But whatever the reason, one of the things that I recommend that you do is that you just think about something that you want to experience, okay? Whatever it is, it could be that you just, you know, you would like to move into a new house this year. It could be that you really would like to see your business to a point to where you can break even, and you want to experience breaking even financially in your business within this next 90 days. So always start with asking yourself, what is it that I would like to experience? And so even if you can just figure out what that is for this first 2 weeks or the first 30 days or the next 30 days, that's enough. Because as you begin to experience, to know what you want to experience, and as you begin to actually have those experiences, then your vision, the larger vision, will begin to come to the surface, and you will begin to embrace that and discover your power and your ability to create, which is what I consider it. A miracle. It's an absolute blessing. So I want to continuously remind all of you that if you don't have a written vision, you really need to. You can start out as simple as getting a 3x5 index card and just writing with a pencil what it is that you would like to experience in the next 30 days. What can I see myself experiencing? Carry that card around with you. Read it every day. Read it throughout the day, because you have just, you know, practice visioning, and believe me, that's where it all starts from, is getting it out of your head and onto paper. It is 12:13 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and we are talking about loving your business the right way today. I want to go ahead and start off with saying one of the things that women have a tendency to do is that they nurture their business, and again, I call it babying, because sometimes we hold on to it too tight. But you have to learn how to grow your business in order to be successful. Now, I want to preface that with saying that most of the time, 9 times out of 10, the key to your business being more successful and you seeing better results getting out of the way. That's right, I said it. Sometimes you are what's holding your business back. Here's why. Because one of the first things that we have to do in order to be successful CEOs of our companies is we have to know where our weaknesses lie. We also have to know, you know, what it is that we must improve upon in order to strengthen our ability to grow our businesses. And as women, I think that we lack the focus many times to do that. Now, I can only say that because I'm a woman. I mean, if I were a man saying women lack focus, you know, many of you may feel a little bit insulted out there. But because I'm a woman and I know myself and I have had the experience of consulting women for more than 25 plus years, I feel that I have a pulse beat on where we are many of the times with our business and being the business owner. And so, yes, I have to tell it like it is. Sometimes we lack the focus. And when we lack focus, it shows up in many ways in our business. It shows up with us not seeing money flow through our business like we need to have it. It also shows with us feeling confused a lot of the times about priorities and which we should do first in our business. It shows when we have a lack of focus with marketing and we find out that, you know, we're not marketing on a daily basis like we should. So, again, we get in the way most of the time. And it causes us in our, as a business owner, it causes us to feel frustrated. And, you know, one of the things that someone told me about their business is that they had a love-hate relationship with their business. They had a love for their business because they appreciated being given the gift to conceive the idea of the business, but then they had a hate relationship sometimes because sometimes they felt trapped. They couldn't let the business go, and yet it was not making the money that they needed to see it make. And so my answer to that is sometimes you have to let go of what you're looking for from the business. You have to let go of always expecting something from the business, but at the same time, you have to look at what can the business do to help a lot of people out there. What can the business do to actually make an impact on the community, on society? Because what happens is that when you feel free to express yourself and when you have that passion that you are going to help others or that you're going to fulfill some need, the money does come. It comes because people can pick up on that genuineness that you have. We're talking about ways to grow your business, how to help your business to grow up. So I want to give you three ways that your business can grow up faster. The first thing that you've got to do is you have to really eliminate habits that are holding your business back, okay? Whatever the habit may be. Now, some of the common habits may be poor time management, okay? Another habit that women have a tendency, and I think it's number one, is procrastination. And procrastination can come in all forms, but that tends to be a habit that holds us back as well. Another habit is disorganization. You're not organized, okay? You don't have a system for how things are being done in your business, so therefore the business is suffering from that or not being as productive as it could be. And, of course, another habit that we all really need to break if it's there, and that is we have a lack of financial management. And what that means is that we don't have a bookkeeping system. And I don't, you know, I'm the type that I don't care if I'm bringing in but 50 cents in my business. I want to see it on a ledger. I want to know that those funds are coming in. And I need to be able to see what I'm spending. And so, again, you know, lack of financial management holds our business back. So the first thing, again, that we need to do to help our business to grow up is that we have to eliminate habits that are in our way. And that goes back to the very foundation, the very fabric of being a successful businesswoman, and that is to thy own self be true. You have to know what you need to improve in order to be the very best for you and for your business. Now, many of you probably already know what you need to do to love your business more, but I would like to open up the lines to ask you, what do you need to do to love your business more? What do you think you need to improve in? Or perhaps you have a question for me in reference to growing your business and making your business thrive more. Whatever it is, you can press star 1 on your phone keypad and let me know, what is it that you can do to actually love your business more? If you don't want to answer that one, here's another question. Why do you love your business? What is it about your business that you love? It is 19 after the hour. You're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. So let's talk about the second thing that we need to do to help our business to grow up. And I think what I'm about to say is not anything uncommon that you haven't heard before, but it is something that is very true. The second thing that you need to do to help your business to grow up is you need to delegate more, okay? You need to delegate more. And what do I mean by delegate? Well, let's face it. As women, we feel that we can do everything. We feel that we can do everything from designing the website to, you know, posting all the posts on the social networks to marketing to typing the letters, providing the service, making the product. We feel that we can do everything. Again, believe it or not, that's a part of that baby in your business mindset that sometimes we've got to get rid of that. And we can't do everything. We can't be everything. And the sooner you realize this, the more you're going to feel liberated to let others help you in your business. Now, I know there are some people saying, well, Trina, I don't have the money to hire anybody right now. Well, here's the thing. I want you to remove that word money out of the challenge of business, because where there is a will, there is always a way. There are interns out there in junior colleges and four-year colleges that are looking for the opportunity because it could be an assignment, it could be something that they have to fulfill before they are able to graduate, and they are needing they're needing to do that. They may have expertise in marketing and web design and photography, in writing and journalism. They may have expertise in a lot of areas. For that matter of fact, you might even be able to go to a college, create a great flyer, post it up at a college activity board, just letting someone know, you know, volunteers needed for a new business marketing project or volunteers needed for a new website project, okay? You don't know who's going to respond until you actually are able to put it into action and make it happen. So delegating is very, very important. However, there are many business women out there who could afford a part-time virtual assistant, and you're just not doing it. And you know that you need to have help in your business, and you need someone who can perhaps post on social networks, who can return phone calls and do some follow-up for you, but you find it difficult to let go. And so, again, delegation is very, very important, okay? Now, in the delegation portion, one of the things that I think that you also need to be able to do is you definitely need to be able to have a power team, and that is a list of people who can help you in various aspects of your business in order for you to make things happen faster. A power team is, you know, this group of people. It is a group of people that you've developed a relationship with already. You have called them and talked to them and found out their prices, their fees, what their abilities are. You've checked out references. You've seen their work, and you're interested in establishing that relationship with them, because these are the people that you're going to call and delegate things to when you need them. But one thing you have to know about a power team isn't so much a power team if you can't enforce calling someone right away when you need something. It doesn't work that way. You have to know who they are ahead of time. And you have to sit down and evaluate in your business, what are all of the types of people that I need to know because of the business that I am in? Who are the people that I need to know that can help me make things happen right away should I need them in my business, okay? And that's very, very important. Do you need a web designer? Do you need a photographer? Do you need a graphics person? Do you need an insurance agent? Do you need an attorney? All of those people, the people that can play those roles to help you put things into action right away should you need them. Why do we call them a power team? Well, here's why. They are a power team because you have prepared ahead of time and you have developed relationships with these people ahead of time, and they know who you are and they are ready to go to work for you whenever you give them a call. They are ready to enforce and put things into action just by you calling them. That's power. That's your ability to utilize your power because you have established a relationship with these individuals, whoever they are. However, it's not so much a power team when you have something that you need right away and you don't know who in the world to call, and so you just open up the phone book or get on the internet and you call someone that you really haven't struck a relationship with. First of all, when you call them, they don't know who you are. You don't know what their client schedule is like. They're not familiar with what you might need from them. And so your power becomes ineffective because you're on the hunt to try and find someone at the last minute to take care of something for you. So that's when you don't use your power in the right way. So, again, create your power team. Figure out who those people are and then make sure you have their names and their numbers and their emails plugged in into your cell phone and in your Rolodex online or whether it's offline so that at a fingertip you can connect with those people right away. Okay? Very, very important. So the first thing, of course, to help your business to grow was eliminate habits, and we talked about some of those types of habits that as women we have: time management, procrastination, disorganization, lack of financial management. Those are some of the things that tend to hold our business back. And then the second thing was we definitely need to learn to delegate. Delegation is just vitally important. If recently you have experienced utilizing a virtual assistant or somebody to help you to do some administrative tasks and it has relieved you, give us a quick testimonial and let us know what you experienced as a result of being able to take that monkey off of your shoulder and have someone help you get some things done, okay? It is so liberating when you know that you are not by yourself in your business, and no one has to be by themselves. It's 12:26 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. And I am your success coach and host, Trina Newby. I read a great book, and I'm still reading it in actuality, and it's called What's Really Holding You Back? Closing the Gap Between Where You Are and Where You Want to Be. And it's written by one of our more successful coaches in the industry, Valerie Burton. And she has some profound words in there, and I would, you know, advise anyone to pick up a copy of What's Really Holding You Back. It can really help you in many, many ways. You know, one of the things that she says, and I've always advocated this as well, is that you really need to understand habits that are holding you back. And some of the habits that she says really get a lot of people is fear of failure, unwillingness to try, perfectionism, procrastination, fear of success, eagerness to blame others when things go wrong, again, procrastinating, fear of rejection, fear of inadequacy. And then there is the habit of laziness, acceptance of mediocrity, willingness to live without goals or game plan. And unfortunately, there are too many of us as women that are really in this particular habit, laziness, just laziness. I mean, you don't have any other excuse for why you're not doing something. It's just been very difficult for you to get it done, and you've allowed that habit to just take you over. And it's very, very important that we all remember that we cannot allow habits to hold us back. I know one habit that holds women back a lot, and I repeat this over as well, and that is television. Television can really cause us to just bury ourselves. Sometimes I think it's because as women we have a tendency to want to run away and just give me a little bit of peace for a little bit of time. But television, we really need to put a cap on it. And one of the ways I think that we can do that is by looking at the TV guide and choosing or selecting programs that are going to add to our lives rather than take away. And that's something that we have to be very careful of. We have to be careful of what we watch. And if you suffer from procrastination, I will definitely tell you that television is something that you have to give up for a while until you get a grip on your procrastination. And what you will notice is you will notice a sense of better focus. You will notice that you have freed up time and you have the ability to do more things. So, you know, for those of you that say, you know, I'm not sure why I procrastinate, but it's definitely a more advanced case of procrastination, television is something that you will have to give up for a while, and I can definitely attest to that. All you need to do is just give me a call at the office, and I can share with you some things that you need to do to really get a lid on that procrastination, okay? But one of the things that she talks about that I found very interesting, she says, are you waiting on perfect circumstances? She says, we need to trust God more to overcome our limitations. She said, did you know that Moses, one of the greatest people in the Old Testament, initially resisted God's call to lead the Israelites out of slavery? You might think that when God speaks directly to a person out of a burning bush, he or she would be impressed with the importance of the situation and rush off to complete any instructions given. But not so with Moses. He kept pointing out the challenges that might stand in the way of success. First, he worried that his own people wouldn't take him seriously. What if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, the Lord did not appear to you? In response to this concern, God equipped Moses to perform wondrous signs that would ease any doubt that God had sent him. Still, Moses had reservations about his chances for success. Moses said to the Lord, oh, Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue. The Lord said to him, who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf or mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go. I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. And, of course, this can be found in Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 through 12. It's awesome. It's absolutely amazing of the wonderful things that we can find in the Bible to compare and parallel them with what we deal with in our lives today. But here's the thing. As women, we are sometimes waiting for perfection. We are sometimes waiting for the perfect moment. And we're not going to always have the perfect moment. We have to seize the moment. Seize the moment with your business today. What can you do today to help your business to grow? What can you do today to move out of the way so that your business can flourish? What can you do today to evaluate and make sure you are in the right business so that you can flourish? That's what's important. And all of the things that you need to improve on, all of the things that you need to make changes on, God will be there with you. He will guide you. He will help you to make those things happen. You have to do but one thing to be successful, and that is to truly believe. You know, I was talking to an older sister at my church one day, and we were talking about the subject of belief. And, you know, she said, Trina, I'm going to tell you something. She says, you know, a lot of people believe in God. A lot of people believe that they can do things. But she says, I have come to learn that belief is not enough. You must be convicted. And conviction is so different from belief because conviction is belief plus action. It's belief plus action plus moving forward. It is learning how to live your belief through your actions, through what you do. That's when you truly know that your belief has taken on a whole nother level and that you are convicted. And so, again, I want to say I believe that too, that it's not that you just need to believe that you can be a successful businesswoman, and it's not just that you need to believe that your business has the opportunity to make money and be successful, because anybody can believe. Everyone wants to believe. You ask any woman, does she love herself? And, of course, her number one answer is going to be yes, and yet and still she'll say, I love myself, and not have a vision, not know her purpose and what she's trying to do. So, you see, it takes more than just being able to say we love ourselves, and it takes more than just being able to say we believe in ourselves. We have to put action. We must have conviction. And that is one of the things that's necessary for a successful business. You must have conviction about your business, and you must be able to eliminate habits, and you must be able to delegate to others, have that power team of people that you can call. And that's when you can begin to see your business grow. Now, the third thing that you can do for your business is that you can be the marketer of your business. You can be the ambassador for your business, okay? And here's what that means. Out of all of the many roles that we have to play as solo entrepreneurs or as CEOs of our company, the one most important role that we will have to play is being the person who markets the company. We can't do without marketing. After all, no one is going to know that we are in business. No one is going to know that our business products or services unless we get the word out there. And so marketing has to be really priority, and it has to be done every day. That is where the challenge comes in for most women, is because we have a tendency to get caught up in the means of the day, and we allow the day, the time frame, the day to slip away from us, and we haven't marketed. We haven't told someone about our business, and before we know it, it's a week, it's 3 weeks, it's a month, 90 days, and so forth, and here we are at the end of the year back at the same spot. So what we have to do is we have to have a deliberate marketing system. We have to have something that has been ingrained in our social fabric of being a CEO. We have to have a plan. And so you have to make sure that you have actually developed your marketing system, that you know what your responsibility is as a CEO, that you allow yourself to take action in marketing every day for your business. Now, one of the things that I try to do, and I know that I don't do it every day, and I am trying to improve on that because I've seen phenomenal results when it happens, and that is make it a goal to call 3 to 4 people every single day that you don't know, they don't know you, but you're calling them to introduce yourself and to try to establish a relationship with them. So you're introducing your business to them, okay? Now, this takes time, but 3 to 4 people every single day. Can you imagine that? If you called 3 to 4 people every single day, then you would have definitely basically called more than 1,000 people and established some type of connection with more than 1,000 people over a year's time. See, we have a tendency as women not to exercise the power that we have. We make excuses and say money is why our business is not successful, but I beg to differ. I think, lack of funding has some role to play, but it's not the biggest part of it. I think it's us not taking action and not realizing the role that we need to play in the business, which is we need to be the marketing, the ambassador of our companies. And you have heard me say this before, for those of you who are regulars on the show, you've heard me say this, that there are 3 important roles that must be played in any business. 3 important roles that must be played in any business. Those 3 roles are: you must have a laborer in your company, someone who is making the product or providing the service. You must have a manager in your company, someone who is carrying out the policies, procedures, and directives of your company. And then you must have the person, the role, that is the entrepreneur ambassador of the company. Now, out of those 3 roles, the most important one is the entrepreneur ambassador. That role actually doesn't have anything to do with money, and yet it is the one that generates all of the money. Why? because money does not create us, we create it. It is created from the knowledge, from the information that we have. That's how it's created. If we have a great service, a great product, and we're letting people know about it, and we're doing that every single day, then the law of average is working in our favor because we're able to create a contact list of people who are interested in what we have. But when we're not getting out there in front of people, when we're not talking to people, guess what happens? Things get silent. You don't have any phone calls coming in. Nobody's inquiring about your products or your services, and you're not marketing, and so that's why. So there you have it. You have three things that we need to do to grow our business and to help our business to grow up. Eliminate habits, we need to learn to delegate, and we need to learn to become the ambassador, the entrepreneur of our business, which is very, very important. If you have any comments or any questions, feel free to press star 1 on your phone, and I'll be happy to answer any questions or to hear your comments. Why did you start your business? That's a big question, isn't it? Why did you start your business? What is it about your business that you love? Go ahead and press star 1. Introduce yourself. Introduce your business. Let us know your company website, and then tell us why you love your business. It is 12:40, 20 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Again, okay, wonderful. We have someone who has raised their hand and caller online 4222. Caller online 4222. Your name is City, and go ahead with your comments.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, this is Renique Spady. I'm calling from New York City.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Tell us about your business and why you love your business.
I am an independent distributor for Artists International. And
okay.
I love my business because it allows me to help people inside and out. It allows me to, you'd be surprised how many people just spew and tell you their whole life story when you tell them what you have or what you can help them with. And
absolutely.
That's what I enjoy that. I enjoy being able to help. I enjoy being able to assist them with the illnesses they have and, you know, things of that nature.
Now, what can you do to help your business to grow up?
Definitely the organization is a big thing for me, getting myself better organized. That
very good.
To grow.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing that information with us. And what is your website so people can connect with you?
My website is www.
Uh-huh.
And that is spelled ARDYS, life, LIFE dot com, forward slash Renique Spady. And that's RANIQUENS, P as in Paul, A as in Apple, D as in Dog, Y, all together.
Okay, okay, wonderful. And if you're on Facebook, what's your Facebook name?
My Facebook name is the same, Renique Spady.
Okay, Renique, R-E-N-I-Q-U-E. Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you. Okay, R-A-N-I-Q-U-E.
Yes.
Correct. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Please continue to listen to Successful Woman Radio. Okay, we have another caller, line 4662. Caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Enid, and I'm from Simply Sunshine Gift Tea Baskets.
Wonderful. And what do you love about your business?
Oh, everything. Tea, having tea is so soothing, and I like that about it. That's why I did that.
Okay. And what do you feel that you can do to help your business to grow up?
Procrastination.
Okay. Okay. And how can you rid yourself, do you think, of procrastination? What do you need to do? Do you need to learn more about it and why people procrastinate, do you think?
Yes.
Okay.
Or just
okay.
Go ahead and just do it instead of procrastinating.
Okay, okay. And do you have a website to share with us?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
It's www.simplysunshinegiftteabaskets.com.
Okay, simplysunshinegiftteabaskets.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Let me repeat that again. Simplysunshinegiftteabaskets with an S.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I wish you much success with your business and that you are just flowing over with gift basket orders, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless.
Okay, and Renique, I wish you the same with your business with Artists International. I am familiar with Artists, and they do have absolutely wonderful health and wellness products. We're going to go ahead to our next caller line, 1155. Caller line 1155. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Trina. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. And who is this lovely woman calling us today?
This is Beverly Freeman of the BLF Group.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And how are you today, Beverly?
I am doing marvelous. Thanks for asking.
Wonderful. Well, Beverly, tell us about your business and why you love your business.
We are a design firm, and actually we are a specialty design firm, and the reason I love it is it's my passion.
Okay, and what type of designs, Beverly?
The reason I say it's specialty, right now we are launching a relocation design concept. It's something new, and that's what our business is all about, being innovative and creative. But what we do is we help people get rid of the stress for moving.
And
that's a new concept that we have actually added today.
So
as you were speaking about what gets in our way, a lot of times It is about us really needing it to be perfect, to get it right before we start to do something. And I think we as women are more so like that as opposed to our counterpart, the men.
They
have an idea, they just move on it.
So
right now we're really excited about that. You know, moving can be one of the most stressful things in life. And just knowing that there's someone who can take the load off, and you can continue in your daily activities. We do everything for you. You say we're moving, and we take the ball, and we just run with it.
Wonderful. And Beverly, what is your website?
It is www.TLFFrank Group, the BLFgroup.com.
Uh-huh. Okay,
and we are in the Atlanta area.
Okay, wonderful. The BLFgroup.com. Well, I certainly wish much love to your business. Now tell us, what is something that you feel that you can do to help your business to grow up?
Honestly, Trina, it's more networking.
Okay, more networking. Very good.
You hit the nail on the head when you said people won't know about you if you're not out there. And
yes.
a lot of times what we will do as well is we'll start to network, and then we kind of get into a lull, and we don't keep it up. So that is one thing that I am so focused on right now.
Wonderful. Very, very good. Well, Beverly, make sure that you check out the Women About This site and go to networking to check out the locations that are available in the Metro Atlanta area that you can be a part of, okay?
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for sharing. I love your radio show.
Thank you. Thank you. You are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and we've just had some callers who have just really share it with us, you know, what they love about their business and what they need to do to allow their business to grow up. We all, you know, nobody is perfect. We all have experiences in our business that we prefer not to have, but we do. But the one thing is to hear ways to make it happen and make changes in your business and still not act on it. And as women, that's how we are sometimes. Sometimes we can be stubborn with ourselves. One of the things that we like to do as women is we love to read about celebrities and what they're doing. We like to hear about other successful people. But we don't take the advice that those people are giving. We don't listen to what they are saying. We don't put it into action. So here's the thing. I'm sure that all of you listening today love your business. I know that you all do. But do you have conviction for your business? Do you have convicting love enough to take it and take it to the next level and start putting some things into action? Because as your success coach, here is what you need to do. If you're ready to have convicting love for your business, here's what you first need to do. You first need to evaluate what the habits are that you need to eliminate. What habits are there that are standing in your way and preventing you from being a successful woman? Because whatever they are, you've got to address them. That's why at womenaboutbiz.com, one of the things that we really focus on is personal development. Because without personal development, we can't be successful. And oftentimes, people value success by how much money they have. But again, money is just a small portion of success. At the end of the day, you need to have a satisfied feeling with knowing that you utilized your talents, that you put things into action. That's why I like that quote that I saw. Didn't see who the author was, or I would give the author credit, but I want to feel like that. I want to know at the end of my day, should I die? Should I be lying on my deathbed? I want to know and feel good to know that I am not taking an ounce of talent, an ounce of purpose, an ounce of ability, an ounce of power. I'm not taking not one of those things with me to my grave, that I utilized everything that God gave me, all of my potential, all of my belief, my power, all of my abilities. I used all of those things up so that I am proud of myself. I am proud that I was a human that utilized all of the power that I possessed, and now I've utilized it, and guess what? Because I've used it all, it's in the world, and it has helped and changed somebody's life. That's what I want to know. I want to feel that way, and I bet you that there are a lot of you out there that want to feel the exact same way. So what must we do? Again, what we have to do is we have to immediately identify habits that are preventing us from being successful. Once we identify the habits that hold us back, we can immediately start seeing improvements in our businesses and our lives. Truly, we can. When you can eliminate the habit of disorganization, when you can eliminate the habit of time management, being late for everything, when you can prevent that, when you can eliminate the habit of negative thinking and you can start thinking positive about yourself and others, then things begin to change in your life. They begin to change tremendously. So I want you guys to know that if you're looking for the answer for where do I start, you know, I want to be more successful. I want my business to grow up. I don't want to nurture my business to the point to where the growth is being stunted. What do I need to do? It's a very simple answer, but one that is challenging at the same time, and that is, you have to be willing to dig beneath the surface, okay? I talk about that often as well. And I see that, you know, sometimes and most of the time, people live life on the surface. That is, they wake up, have something to eat, you know, get ready for work or business, you know, work or do their job or talk with customers or clients throughout the day, come home, go to bed, you know, do the same thing over and over again. It's a repetitive action, and it's that repetitive action that we hear. We, you know, people call it the grind. People call it, the daily workflow. People have different names for what it is. But what I call it is that we're living life on the surface. We're living on the surface of life, just gliding, okay? And then one day we wake up and we realize I've gotten older. It's 10 years later, 20 years later, and what have I done? You know, why am I still experiencing the same thing? And it's because we have to dig beneath the surface. And one of the things that are beneath the surface are habits. That's where the habits lie. And we have to be willing to say, hey, you know what? I want to be one of the most successful people there is. And so in order for me to be successful, I have to be willing to work on myself every day. I have to be willing, after I give God the first fruits of the day through prayer and meditation, I need to go into personal development mode. And I need to set aside some time daily to work on habits that prevent me from being fully who I know I can be. And when you are willing to do that on a consistent level, when you're willing to have convicting love for yourself first and then for your business, you are going to start seeing things change immediately. Trust me, I've experienced it. I'm working on some things for myself right now. It is 4 minutes left before the end of the show. Again, I just want to thank all of you for tuning in and for listening. And I hope that the words that you are hearing today are motivating you to make a change, to take action, to do some things that are going to help your business grow up. Now, next week we're going to have some guests on the show who are going to be talking about Facebook and what is the etiquette of Facebook, because we're going to be talking about how can we love our businesses online, how can we have a good reputation online. And that's very important. And as online gets more and more powerful in the lives of humans, we need to know how to manage it properly. And we need to know what is proper and what is not proper. And we need to learn to have better business etiquette online. And what better social network to talk about to kind of set the pace for that than Facebook. So we are going to be having some people on the show next week, experts who are going to be talking about Facebook and the etiquette of Facebook and what we can do to have a better reputation online. One of the people that's going to be on the show is Jennifer Longmore. And Jennifer is an empowerment and enlightenment coach. And she started a very interesting discussion that literally had hundreds of people commenting on it. And one of the things she had said in her discussion on Facebook was that she was going to unfriend all of these people who are basically spamming her email with announcements and notices, and they have not reached out to her. They've not befriended her. They've not tried to learn about her and who she is and what she's doing. Boy, that caused just a huge outpour of comments. And so I have invited Jennifer, along with a couple of other people, to really have a dialogue on the Successful Woman Radio Show to talk about what is the business etiquette of Facebook, of social networking, and what can we as women do to set the pace? What can we do to gain better credibility and love our businesses more on Facebook and other social networks? So stay tuned for next Monday, and we are going to be sending out earlier announcements throughout the week to let you know about that. We're just gathering up all of the information and making some confirmations for next week's show. But I'm excited about that because, you know, a lot of people do want to know what are the etiquette rules for social networking. No one has really made the rules, but I think as Successful Woman Radio, we can set the pace, and that's what I'm excited about doing. Also, I want to remind those of you who are in the book club that our last discussion on No Excuses with Dr. Wayne Dyer will be this Thursday. And so get ready for a powerful book discussion as we begin to talk about all of the wonderful things that he has shared with us about how to rid ourselves of the excuses that hold us back from true prosperity, from true success. And that's very important. At this time, I want to inspire you for the week, and I want to give you something that you'll remember for the week, and that is that to love your business means to have convicting belief in your business. So if you love your business, you need to understand that in order to get yourself to the next level, you must take your belief, your love to the next level and be convicted, which means take action. Take action. I want you to know that you have the ability to have any type and level of success that you want to have in your business. You have the ability to make it happen for yourself. All you need to do is to, again, take it to the next level. Don't forget about the three things to help your business to grow up: eliminate habits, delegate, create that power team, and be the entrepreneur ambassador of your business by making sure that you market consistently every day. I want to thank you for being a part of the show today. Make sure you stay tuned for next Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Take care, everybody.